If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Griffin seems pretty fired up about it.
I know. I wonder if his snoring is picking up on the mic.
Probably. Right, Griffy? All right. Well, 006, Travis House in the books. Another signature on the board.
Yeah.
Done. He was firefighter. Check.
Yeah.
Real quick before we get started.
What's up?
The hat. We did a hat donation. We got 15 left. We are donating to Coach Mulkey, Inc., which is after Travis's, you know, best friend. And so Lewis Mulkey was a coach, a teacher, and a firefighter who died in Charleston 9 fire, and very honorably. And so basically what this foundation does is they give scholarships to, you know, underprivileged kids.
Yeah.
And so we have 100 hats made. We're selling for $100, and we're donating all the proceeds to this charity.
Yeah.
And we have 15 left. I think the proceeds will be right around $8,000. So if you haven't bought a hat yet, there's 15 left. We're never going to make them again.
Nope.
It's a firefighter / vigilance lead hat. Get it on the website.
And for people that don't know, like, there's no website that goes along with the foundation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know,
like a grassroots foundation type thing.
Yeah, they don't waste their fucking money on social media or web design or any of that. Everything goes, you know, to the kids.
Direct.
So
that's
pretty
refreshing.
Awesome. But Griffin seems pretty fired up about it.
I know. I wonder if his snoring is picking up on the mic.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, so first of all, though, it was filmed how many months ago now?
It was a minute ago. It was a minute ago.
So just like our last debrief, we're still behind on this debrief.
Running a little behind.
A little bit.
But you know, he did get a farm.
I know.
You know, that's cool. He's been looking for a farm for, I think, over a year, and he's had deal after deal fall through.
Yeah.
And, you know, he watched our land video and bam, closed on a farm. So sent us a couple pictures last night right before we filmed this.
That land video must bring good luck.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. If you want to
learn, check it out.
what we look for when we're buying land, go to the website and it's $1.99.
Yeah.
That's it.
I had so much fun filming that with you, though, babe. Like, that was a fun one.
That was a good time. That property sold.
I know.
You sold it.
Well.
You sold it to, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we can't say who we sold it to because they don't want to be named, but that's pretty cool. Anyways, back to Travis.
But yeah, Travis was a lot of fun. And the way that we found him, or he found us, was he contacted us. And luckily, his email really stood out to me. And I remember telling you about him downstairs, I think at the breakfast table. And I was getting choked up just telling you about the video that he had that goes along with his website. And
No, I remember, you know, we get a lot of inquiries, you know, of people nominating themselves to be on the show. And Usually that's an automatic dismissal. And I thought that was going to be too. I was like, wait, this guy's nominating himself. And then you showed me the video. And then we picked through the book and did a little research. And we've been looking for a firefighter. And it was like, holy shit, man, this guy is like the perfect fit.
Man, he was.
And, excuse me. Man, what a tearjerker.
I know.
But what a cool fucking dude.
He really is, though. And I just had so much fun having him here and everything that he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, firefighter, cop, no wait, Marine, firefighter, cop, firefighter, stand-up comedian, and now
author.
Yeah.
Motivational speaker.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like you were saying, quite the underachiever.
Yeah.
Seriously. So all you people out there that aren't doing shit, what's your fucking excuse? You know?
Or if you can't make up your mind what you want to do, just do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Just be like Travis.
Red line, blue line,
do
green
everything.
Line.
Now he's a fucking farmer.
Yeah.
But cool dude. And you know, PTSD from first responders and mill is just one of those things that I never thought that got enough attention. It never will. But man, now he's, you know, dedicating a huge portion of his life to help law enforcement, firefighters, mm-hmm. and vets. And he fits every one of those communities. And, you know, he wrote his book, Create Your Own Light, self-published, easy read, but good read.
Yeah.
And I'm not a reader. So, and I did read it and, yeah, I mean, hell of a dude, doing great things, has been doing great things ever since he, you know, joined the Marine Corps and ever since. So what a stand-up dude.
I know.
But
one thing that I really like too is that he's sober.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
You want to share anything?
Well, he didn't go through like AA or the program or anything like that. So he just decided one day he was done with it.
Well, it sounds like that's when everything started turning around for him.
Big time. You know?
So that's awesome.
I know. It's really cool.
But who do we got next?
Well, hold on. One thing he did want to, one thing he kept kind of making fun about our house about was he kept calling it the content house. I don't know if he was making fun about it, but it was the content house because we were posting all this stuff and tagging him all the time and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
But since then, you and I are off social media.
We did. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So
it's
we're no longer the
for me.
Content
How long has
house.
It been for you?
Late September. So do you miss
it? Do I miss the gram?
Yeah.
And all the censorship and bullshit that comes with it?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me think. Fuck no. Which is why we started making videos and putting them on our website, because it's censorship free.
Well,
and I don't have to listen to a bunch of fucking assholes leave shitty comments under our stuff.
Yeah. And we're a lot more productive without checking our phones and all of that. And Griffin agrees.
Griffin's up.
Yeah. That woke him up.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show, Griffy.
He's like, I miss the grim.
But, well.
Yeah.
Who do we got next?
007.
007, Ed Calderon, Mexican drug cartel expert.
Yep. A real MacGyver.
A real MacGyver. TSA's worst fucking nightmare. The smuggling expert.
Yep. He's a pretty cool dude, too.
Yeah, he is.
That was neat. But so, I don't even know what to expect from that episode.
Well, I guess you'll have to wait and find out when we release it on Thanksgiving.
You showed me the teaser, and I'm teased. It looks good.
Well, let's go take care of that.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Go eat a shit ton of turkey.
Yeah.
And go into a food coma.
Big time.
All right.
Happy gobble gobble.
We're out. Right, Griffy?
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.